Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. There are probably millions of podcasts out there in any conceivable topic. And of course, there's, the iTunes and all kinds of ways to discover stuff. And all these different, there's more apps that are coming and adding podcasting that previously didn't have it. They want to be your one-stop shop for things. The thing about podcasting is that I don't think any one place can own podcasting because possibly with the exception of Apple, just because their directory is so pervasive, but they don't really own podcasting. All the podcasts are, of course, hosted on the sites that they're hosted on and so on. Because there are so many podcasts, I'm almost thankful that discovering new podcasts is maybe not as easy as it could be, because honestly, I don't have a problem filling up my time with podcasts. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and of course, the podcasts are also just getting longer. It seems like people, if you've got a couple of talking heads on a podcast, they can easily go a couple hours. And for some podcasts, that's fine, but the reality is only so many hours in the day. And something I've tried to do with this podcast is to keep it short because let's face it, you don't want to hear me talk for an hour. I don't even want to hear myself talk for an hour. Although anybody who knows me knows that I can easily do that. And actually the nice thing about with this podcast is trying to keep it short is it forces me to actually practice that. That was one of the thoughts when I originally started this podcast several years ago, was that I needed some public speaking practice. And this was one way to do it. Now this is, I'm obviously not in a, standing up in front of a live audience, like, which I do on a fairly regular basis now anyway. And I've gotten better with my presentations and so on because of practice. This gives me some practice, and I don't get the immediate feedback, that you get, from a, when you're talking to somebody face to face. But this is, part of what I try to do is practice my speech and practice talking and practice, being coherent. I can ramble on just like anybody else but really just want to keep these short. And, it is a little frustrating because there are some people that I like to listen to, but there's only so many hours in the day. I even listen to podcasts at 1.5 speed, and it that's the only way I get anywhere close to being able to keep up with all the stuff I want to listen to. And over time, I cycle in new podcasts end, or it's kind of seasonal, like all the stuff around like the NFL that I listen to. During the NFL season, those podcasts are fairly active, and the rest of the time they're maybe not so active. There's certain other podcasts, and there's, I don't know, every specials or whatever, but that come up every so often. Not everybody really should have a podcast that's 2 hours. No Agenda. It's even hard to listen to No Agenda sometimes just because it gets a little long. And of course I'm listening for quotes and doing that as well. I think we could all do with a little bit shorter podcasts. No, I'm not complaining necessarily about No Agenda, but I think I'm complaining about a lot of the other podcasts there's lots of tangents and rat holes, and that's sort of natural. Conversations happen. The conversations take longer than maybe they should, but if everybody makes their podcast longer, then something's going to give, right? Because there's just not enough hours in the day. Frankly, there's not enough hours in the day for me to, record a few minute snippets every now and again. Part of doing a podcast is being regular. For me, keeping it brief. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.